Oh, goodness. Well, now you think that's everything. You, locked the car, right? Good. You know, I'm really glad I was able to make this trip over to your place. You live so dang far. It's fine. I'm happy to visit. Why wouldn't I be happy? Whatever. Will you show me to my room? The one I'll be staying in, Sally? What other room would I be talking about? Alright. Let's go. Wow. It's so big. That's a little small, but at least the room is spacious. Why is all your stuff in here? Wait, you only have one room? You never mentioned that. There's only room for one. What's the sleeping arrangement going to be? Are you going to be on the floor or... Right, obviously. I knew that. It's your home? I mean, why would you sleep on the floor? So... I guess we'll just... be bunking it up. That's fine. I've shared a bed before. I mean, not since I was like a kid, but it's basically the same thing, right? Of course it is. Well, there's still a couple hours before bedtime. What? What do you mean you want to go to sleep now? It's only 6. Oh, you're ridiculous. And lazy. So? Who cares if you carried all my luggage in? You're the host. That's what you're supposed to do. Says who? I don't know. That's just, like, the rules of being a good host. You're supposed to take care of your guests. Typically, one would sleep on the couch and offer up their bed, but... you get a pass this time, since clearly you've never hosted anyone here. Fine. I suppose I could, unpack a little. I don't want to go to sleep right now. So why are you tucking me into bed? For company? Oh. If you want company, you could just stay awake. If you're going to sleep anyways, I don't see why it matters. You're such a turd. Were you always like this? Maybe being sleepy just does something weird to humans. I swear you didn't always act like this. You're being awfully needy right now. But fine, I shall oblige. Suppose I could always scroll on my phone while you, be the big spoon. Although, I am kind of hungry. Not too much. I suppose I could wait until later. Or I could just sneak away once you're all asleep. What do you mean, no? You're not exactly going to be awake to stop me, are you? So then I don't see why it even matters. I'm beginning to wonder if I should have stayed home. Nothing. Nothing at all. You're totally gonna ruin my sleep schedule, you know that? If we fall asleep now, a couple days from now, we're gonna be, like, on vampire schedule. I don't want to be up during the night when I go back. I have a job, you know. I can't be staying up all night and then sleeping during the day. It simply won't work. Not for me. Well, then why don't you just stay up instead? There's plenty of things that we could do. You just want to be a butt about it. Well, you could help me unpack. We could go get something to eat. Or I could make us something to eat. I'm a pretty good cook, you know. Assuming you have the ingredients in your kitchen. I won't be surprised if you don't. Nothing. So, why don't we stay up? Please? Really? You mean it? Come on. I'll think of something. There seriously is plenty of things to do. I don't know. Are you hungry yet? Then help me unpack, silly. I'm gonna be here for a few days, after all. What should I wear tomorrow? Suppose it depends on what we're going to be doing, huh? Oh my goodness, you really are an awful host. Well, I don't know this area. It's your house. And you're supposed to make plans. Things for us to do that you think I would think are cool. Things in the area. You seriously didn't come up with anything? What do you usually do? Seriously? That sounds boring. Just saying. Well, thankfully you found me. I mean, seriously, what would you do if I wasn't in your life? I coaxed you on to many interesting adventures. Like the way we met, for example. Finding my ancient goblin relative's lost treasure. Well, maybe not so ancient. But it was still cool, right? And we had fun. See, that's what fun looks like. No wonder you spend all your time hanging out at my workplace. Got nothing better to do. Whatever. Look, if you seriously can't find anything to do, then that's fine. We don't have to go anywhere, but I am not going to sleep. And I'm not letting you go to sleep either. I cannot mess up my schedule. So, if we're gonna lay here together, we might as well sit and talk or watch a movie. I don't know, something. Now that's the spirit. Fine. Sit and talk it is. What? You're joking, right? I haven't seriously had something in my teeth this whole time. And you didn't tell me? We'll get it.
My front teeth are my back teeth. I don't know, I just took it out with a nail or something. Can you see it? Ow!
What did you do that for? Stab me right in the gum. Hurt. You know, I've got an idea of what we can do, silly. Although, it might take some convincing. I don't know. You may not want to. You're not as adventurous as me after all. Oh, come on. You never would have gone on that quest if I hadn't practically begged you. So, are you gonna be open-minded, or are you gonna continue to be a butt? Goody. No. I know exactly what I'm thinking. You have to promise not to judge whatever it is I'm going to say, though. Pinky swear. Give it. Touch thumbs. It doesn't count if you don't touch thumbs. There. Alright. Here goes nothing. Well, I have an idea of what we could do. Although, very naughty. Come on. You know. Why wouldn't you? What? Well, I was gonna say we should have sex, but you're being a butt. No. You don't deserve it. Not after that. You kidding? It made sense. It was the obvious answer. We're here at your house alone, together. You don't want to do anything, but I don't want you to go to sleep, and we're here in your bed. I don't know. I thought it was the only obvious thing. You decided you want to be a jerk. No, I meant what I said. No sex for you. Nope, not budging. Aww, I guess you're gonna have to cry about it. Well, you could always fuck my thighs. Unless you want to continue to be a butt. Find them. Don't. See if I care. It's your boner on the line, not mine. What? Why the long face? You don't like accepting the consequences of your actions. Seems like something you'd struggle with. Hey, what are you doing? I knew you couldn't resist. You always get this look on your face when I tease you. It makes it so hard not to press your buttons. Well, go on. Show me. Show me how hard you are for me. I want to see it. Not just to feel it. Twitching underneath your pants. My. Someone's pent up. Well, go on. My thighs are ripe for the fucking. You've got to spit. Unless you have any lube lying around. Go on. Spit in my hand. There we go. All right. Now, how do we want to do this? So suddenly, yes, yes, sir. Okay, I won't move. The tip of your cock is rubbing against my clit. It feels so good. Just like that. Alright. Maybe you're not such a butt after all. That was pretty good, I'll admit. Promise you won't fall asleep. Cause I don't want to be all alone. Came here to spend time with you. And I don't want to just sit up and stay without you. That makes sense, right? So then you swear you won't fall asleep. Good. Come here. I want more cuddles. Because I do. What? You don't want to give them to me all of a sudden? Or are you just feeling frisky for more? Maybe later. Because I want cuddles right now. What I said earlier about maybe I shouldn't have come, I didn't mean that, you know. I'm really glad that I came and I get to spend time with you.